So Russia officially recognized two breakaway regions. Russia had effectively recognized these since 2014. None of this had been overnight. This moved in stages over a 7-year period. For some time, all DPR and LPR citizens have been, I put that in scare quotes, have been able to get Russian citizenship and passports. For some time now, Kiev, that's Ukraine, has cut off those regions from basic support. So they basically already said, we don't control this and we're not paying for it because we don't control it. But that's the big no-no, right? Anyone who has like property that's, let's say in dispute and you decide, well, someone else is claiming my land and it's an illegal process, so I'm going to stop paying taxes on it. It's like, no, you stop paying taxes on land that's in dispute, you basically end up forfeiting that land, as you know. So if you fail to maintain property that you own in a conflict, in a contest with someone, and you have maybe issues of usufructus or whatever, people who actually make use of it and pay the costs of maintaining it have a legal claim to it, as people who've dealt with the complexities of that work. Of course, state to state international relations is different, but I'm just trying to give an analogy so people can understand kind of part of the rationale of what's been going on there. And so Kiev has cut off those regions from basic support. Ukraine is a unitary state, not a federal state, which means that Kiev is directly responsible for budgets, for pensions, infrastructure, human services, water purification, electricity, whatever. And they're not providing it. That's all been, Russia's been subsidizing those costs the whole while. And whatever is productive there has not been integrated into Ukrainian economy. So for the last 5 years, they've been integrating into Russia anyway, and Russia has effectively had to manage those things. Fake news is going to be everywhere, and when I see it, I'm going to call it out. Doesn't matter which direction it comes from. All right.